Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton this week announced that he will challenge Senator John Cornyn in next year's Republican primary. The move had been expected, but the wild card in the race appears to be U.S. Representative Wesley Hunt of Houston. The congressman reportedly has raised $1.5 million in the first quarter of 2025. Furthermore, a super PAC has spent seven figures on positive biography ads about Representative Hunt airing throughout the state, except for his hometown of Houston. All of this suggests he is planning to enter the Senate race, thus forcing a three-way major nomination contest. New Hampshire Democratic Congressman Chris Pappas announced that he will run for the Senate in hopes of succeeding retiring Senator Jeanne Shaheen. For the Republicans, despite encouragement from President Trump, former Governor Chris Sununu announced that he will not run for the Senate. The development makes Representative Pappas the early favorite to win the general election. Republicans, however, still believe they will be competitive. Their most likely candidate is former Massachusetts U.S. Senator and 2014 Granite State Republican Senate nominee Scott Brown. New Hampshire political insiders believe he will run. If he does, reports suggest that we can expect a formal announcement sometime during the summer. North Carolina Democratic former Congressman Wiley Nickel, who did not seek re-election to a second term in 2024 due to an adverse redistricting map, announced his candidacy for U.S. Senate during the week. The move was expected since Mr. Nickel indicated he would run for the Senate when announcing he would not seek a second term in the House. The early declaration is interesting in that it may signal that former Governor Roy Cooper may not run. Democratic leaders have been attempting to recruit Mr. Cooper into the race against Republican Senator Tom Tillis. Regardless of who the Democrats nominate, the Tar Heel State campaign will be one of the hottest national U.S. Senate contests. Also as expected, two-term Republican U.S. Representative John James of Michigan announced that he will enter the governor's race, striving to succeed term-limited incumbent Gretchen Whitmer. The 2026 Michigan governor's race will likely be unique among all statewide elections in that it has the chance of becoming a legitimate three-way contest. It will feature a Republican, very possibly Congressman James, a Democrat, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson is the leading candidate to date, and Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan running seriously as an independent contender. In the St. Louis mayoral runoff election for a full four-year term, Mayor Tishara Jones fell to City Alderwoman Kara Spencer, a fellow Democrat. The 64-36% victory margin was not surprising, since Ms. Spencer placed first in the original election, where she led the mayor by a 2-1 margin. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.